Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for hunting, fishing, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. This is Bill Olson, and we've got a great show for you. The winds are trying to lay. It's been a crazy weather year. If it's May, you know, come Memorial Day weekend, It's the start of the 2023 edition of the CCA Texas Star Tournament.
The tournament.
Oh, I tell you, it's where it all started.
Yeah.
And Tournament Director Bill Kinney will be joining us with an update and preview of changes, opportunities. This is what Harold and I say every year: don't go fishing unless you're entered, you know, on the Texas coast.
Very cheap insurance policy.
It really is, yeah. Because the prizes are just absolutely outstanding.
And lots of them.
Yes. We've got some interesting national news, state news, and we have some announcements for you about our team.
Indeed.
Texas Outdoor News as well as Texas Outdoor Journal. So, big show headed your way. You all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And those of you that got rained upon this week.
Boy, I sure did.
Yeah. Hope it was needed and, you know, arrived in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to see what the runoff, if any.
And it's still happening. But I mean, me, I was supposed to be taking a flight, you know, Tuesday evening, and I'm on the roof of Terminal B at Houston Intercontinental. And when I was driving up there, because I was doing an overnighter, I parked there.
Right.
And it says 250 empty spaces. Yay! And I'm driving around, and there ain't none. I'm driving around. And I look to the south, and it's like the world is coming to an end. And by the time I parked, it hit me. The gusts had to be 80.
Right.
I mean, it was blowing me all over the roof of that parking garage. It was unbelievable.
Well, last...
I didn't leave, by the way. Either. I came home.
Last weekend after the show, Saturday late afternoon, I made a over and back run to our visit with our friends in Port Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you know, looking at that town and that community,
right.
Highly industrial. That's, yep. I mean, that's the mark, okay?
Correct.
But adjacent, lots and lots of wildlife areas,
mm-hmm.
okay? And, you know, if you missed it or if it hadn't turned the light bulb on, that just shows, you know, with proper oversight and all,
mm-hmm.
you know, exploration, production can work in harmony without, you know, being an adverse, you know, to the environment.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But there was a reason I went to Port Arthur.
Why did you go to Port Arthur?
Well, it was the 65th annual Texas Outdoor Writers Conference and Awards Banquet.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were going, where's...
Harold. What's his name?
Okay. but anyway, it's their Excellent in Craft Awards, very popular event, very competitive
and
event.
And very prestigious.
Yes.
Indeed.
And if you'd like, I can run down, you know, the results.
Please do.
Yeah, well, you know, there were two photography, you know, awards.
Okay.
All right. One People, which TOJ's Whitetail editor, Bob Zaglin, took first place.
All right.
He was also recognized with an honorable mention in that category and recognized in the outdoor photography wildlife. Then there was this category called outdoor radio.
Oh, okay.
Bill Olson and Harold Gunn.
Yes, okay. I've heard of them.
And they announced an honorable mention winner.
Uh-huh.
And then they mentioned that Texas Outdoor News took second place.
Mm.
And then they mentioned that Texas Outdoor News, Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, took first place. Okay.
That's about 30 years in a row, too. Yeah. I'm so proud.
And the two guests that we had, and they really were great interviews. Mm. One, Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail editor Bob Zaglin.
Right.
All right. And then a new guest from an old family friend.
Uh-huh.
Mark Carlton,
yes,
native
indeed.
By Carlton,
right.
Wayne Carlton's son.
Right.
And
that's great.
You know what I was really proud of Mark about that is he's his own man.
Mm-hmm.
He's been exposed to some great information from his dad, you know,
right.
and his mother Linda. But he's standing on his own. I mean, he's not intimidated by what his dad did. He's building some phenomenal calls.
Well, you've got the archives. You need to check. Didn't we win one or two with Wayne?
Oh yeah,
right.
You know,
yes, we did.
Then moving on to a category called outdoor publications.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
you have one,
huh?
You have one.
Yes. An honorable mention from Texas Outdoors Journal, which was the May 2022. That was our hog issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I went okay. And
that's like for an overall issue is what that category is kind of like.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a full issue.
Right. Cool.
And we go up against annuals, we go up against quarterlies, we go up against semi-monthly.
Right.
Then they mentioned first place.
Ah.
Texas Outdoors Journal.
Ah.
Okay. For the August 2022. And I'm really proud of that issue. Because of the cover content,
mm-hmm.
you know, it really was a great addition.
Good.
Then we get into the written word, okay?
Hmm.
And I've been encouraging my little buddy here recently. And last year he won a couple awards,
right.
including the first, you
right.
know, and yeah. really doing some good stuff. Not that he did bad stuff, but this just takes it to another level.
Ah.
And Outdoor Column... Harold won for his From Government Issue to Hunter's Favorite.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then he took an honorable mention in the 22 rifle for grown-ups,
right?
Which was fun. Yeah, that was a fun. That was a fun article. And then outdoor feature, and I kind of looked at. I remember when I was reading and editing, or just perusing the article. Zen of the first shot, and this is your passion for single shots.
Single shots, correct.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then wrapping things up of the important categories.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Where it was outdoor webpage, where Texas Outdoor News took first place. So it was
news or journal?
I mean, Texas Outdoors Journal. I'm
there
sorry.
We go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Uh-huh. But on Texas Outdoors Journal, there's a link to Texas
yes,
Outdoor
there is.
News.
Okay? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it was fun. Good to see folks. Want to thank the National Shooting Sports Foundation for their sponsorship.
Mm,
obviously, Tammy Kutzer, the executive director of the Port Aransas, Port Arthur,
mm-hmm.
the other Port A,
right.
There's two Port A's here.
Yeah.
Port Arthur Chamber of Commerce. And fun time. Really, really good folks, great place. And if you want to do some great fishing, go to the beachfront mm-hmm. down by Sea Rim.
Right.
Go to, Sabine Lake and kind of check out that Golden Triangle area and base your operation out of Port Arthur.
There's a lot going on in that area. I may see more and more articles about things to do there, interesting things to do, places to go, stuff like that.
Increasing population, it can't help but do so.
Right.
So, and we've got some other news that, like the Gulf shrimp season,
uh-huh.
okay, shifting gears, will close May 15th, and we'll have a targeted reopening date around July 15th. This is to allow the shrimp to grow to a bigger, more productive side.
Okay.
And then... federal red snapper season finally got the word from the feds, and it's interesting their release that we got acknowledged that it's going to open June 1st, but it didn't give the allowable catch and projected target date
okay.
when the fed waters will shut down. And then something else, chronic wasting disease, ever prevalent, just a struggle. But an animal showed up at a deer breeding facility in Sutton County.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have more on those topics in the weeks and months to come. All right, we're going to take a break. We got a bunch more of the show headed your way.
Indeed.
Best Bets, Outdoor Report, and we're going to see what Harold's been doing on or off-road
right.
after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for our best bets. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is the first of four best days scattered through the week. This Sunday's a good one. Monday slips to fair, with Tuesday plunging to poor. Wednesday's another good day, though. Thursday and Friday are two more best days. Saturday, another good one, with next Sunday, another best one. This weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be most active from right after sunrise, remaining active until either side of the noon hour. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning and last until early to mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from late morning until mid-afternoon. Next Saturday and Sunday, this most active period will occur from either side of the noon hour until later in the afternoon. On Friday, May the 19th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday through Thursday is a string of days with a double tide schedule. Friday and next Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high, one low. Next Sunday, a single high tide is the only tide for the day.
All right, on the coast, in spite of the winds that we've had, and the standing comment has been, hide from the wind, catch fish. And that's true. And we were talking about Sabine Lake and our friends at Port Arthur. Don't know if you all know, but you can go from Sabine Lake to Lake Calcasieu by water.
Wow.
Through the back chain of canals and bios,
well,
and
that'll
things
be an
of that
adventure.
Nature. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is. But Calcasieu has been having to hide from the anglers over there, have been having to hide from the wind, but some good catches coming in. Bird activity continues to pick up, and there's some good fishing along the Sabine Channel, rock piles, bulkheads on Sabine Lake. Galveston Bay Complex, just a variety of deep water. Watch Trinity Bay for any runoff that may impact putting fresh water, because you're going to need to get below that. But bird activity there, West Galveston Bay, same thing. San Luis Pass, pretty interesting in that chocolate bio complex, the bio as well as the bay area. Good fishing. Freeport, a lot of people overlook that, but some of those small satellite lakes and along the intercoastal, some good places to get out of the wind and fish. Just watch yourself in the intercoastal for the commercial traffic, the barge traffic,
right.
Okay? And then...
they can't stop very fast.
No, they can't stop. And then you've got Matagorda, where both east and west, west along the grassy shorelines, east Matagorda Bay around the reefs, fishing has been well, been doing well. Heading on down in behind, say around the Sea Drift area, in behind Matagorda Island down to St. Joe Island. Those back lake areas are tremendous, but actually in recent years, the shoreline has outproduced the back lake areas. So you might want to keep an eye and take that into consideration when you're fishing. In behind St. Joe, Mustang Island, North Padre Island, phenomenal fishing. I mean, there's just so much areas. Get yourself a chart. Look at it. Yes, take into account all the reports you see, but look at the weather and look at that rosette, the compass rosette, and have a plan A, B, and C.
There you go.
Okay, so that because it can change from morning to afternoon. Port Mansfield, of course, the land cut this time of year, a lot of fish coming up from East Cut down at Port Mansfield, but into the Baffin Bay Complex, the Meadows, good place to fish. And then you've got Port Mansfield, as we mentioned. Either side of the channel heading out to the Gulf has been productive, and they will make the run to the southern end of the land cut. And then on South Padre Island, just a plethora of fish. Around the jetties, you've got snook that are starting to show up. Of course, juvenile tarpon, and close runs offshore for some great offshore fishing.
Oh.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, then let's head to East Texas. Conroe, catfish bite flat out on fire, our report says. On the bulkheads, baited holes are drifting. Catfish, bubblegum worms, liver, shad, punch bait are the best baits. Largemouth bass fishing has been good since the warm-up. Fish are more shallow early in the day, relating to bulkheads, piers, and other types of structure. Wacky wig worms, Texas rig worms, swim baits have all been working well. Black bass are also related to structures close to bluegill beds. These bass can be targeted with swim baits, swim jigs, Carolina rig lizards. Crappie are good with an aggressive bite with more solid thump than a little bite using plastic or hair jigs in 13 to 23 feet of water on structure. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on brush piles 15 to 20 feet deep with minnows or jigs. Catfish are good shallow on cheese bait. Livingston, white bass are excellent on the humps and points on the mid to south end of the lake, jigging with a 3/4 ounce slab off the bottom near the island. Catfish are excellent on the bulkheads on shad. The shad spawn is on the bulkhead. Sam Rayburn. Fishing patterns continue to hold steady with bass and crappie scattered in all stages of the spawn. Bass are good flipping crankbaits, jigs, and soft plastics into buckbrush and timber, and the grass lines in 6 to 12 feet of water. Crappie on brush piles or biting minnows and jigs. Some fish still spawning shallow. Tyler, crappie are good in 16 feet of water on brush piles using jigs and minnows. Catfish are good in shallow water with chicken liver and night crawlers. Bluegills are good on red worms. Fayette, bass are good with creature baits and cinchos and green pumpkin and watermelon seed on shaky head jigs. Work baits around the dam in 10 to 20 feet of water. In shallow water, use craw and baby brush hogs. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on main lake points with a Carolina rig and main lake pockets with a shimmy shaker and a wacky worm. A few bites on pockets leading into the creeks. Crappie are good on brush piles in 17 feet of water and under the bridges on jigs and minnows. Tawakoni, full of water, and the fishing has been great. Hybrid stripers and white bass have been good. Fishing for them has been steady early morning and late evening. Coming off a full moon, expect the morning bite to get better. Fish are feeding on big schools of threadfin shad in shallow water. Texoma, egrets are following the shad spawn in shallow water. Striped bass are good with sporadic topwaters early in the morning under the birds. And on swim baits in deeper water, trolling with live bait will also produce catches.
That's it for that section?
That's it.
All right. Well, then let's head to South Texas down Del Rio Way, where Big Friendly, Amistad Reservoir, bass are good in 5 to 10 feet of water on Carolina rigged worms, lizards, brush hogs, and watermelon red, green pumpkin, or motor oil. Choke Canyon, bass are excellent in the morning on a spinnerbait or chatterbait, and the rest of the day focus on points with Carolina and Texas rigs. Fish in 2 to 8 feet of water when using your soft plastics. Corpus Christi, catfish are great in 2 to 4 foot of water. Cheese bait and cut carp are best. Largemouth bass are great in 2 feet of water on topwater frogs and natural colored soft plastics. Falcon Reservoir, the water level continues to rise, and that's great news for our friends down the valley. Bass are great on freshly submerged hard bottoms with chatterbaits. Quality bass are biting in 12 to 15 feet of water with jigs or crankbaits. Brownwood, black bass to 5 pounds are good on glide baits, jigs, crankbaits, and shaky heads in 4 to 18 feet of water. Allen Henry, good crappie lake right now in addition to bass. Crappie are good in all stages of the spawn in 2 to 28 feet of water.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Brady, largemouth bass are excellent on soft plastics in the salt cedars and off the rocks with catches up to 7 pounds. Crappie are excellent on live minnows or jigs. Buckhannon, striped bite has been excellent trolling live bait. There's been an early morning topwater bite in shallow water where the threadfin shad are running the banks. Canyon, fishing has been excellent with swim baits and Texas rig worms on grass edges and in shallow water with white spinnerbaits, LBJ. Catfish are good in 15 to 20 feet of open water with punch bait. Crappie are good with live minnows or chartreuse jigs in 16 to 22 feet of water over the brush piles. Travis, bass are great, and it's hard to throw anything out there right now and not catch a fish. Shallow and medium crankbaits or topwaters are working very well.
All right, on the hunting scene this Sunday, this weekend, is your last chance for spring turkey season for all you adults. That's in the North Zone. It'll conclude May 14th. And then from a regulated standpoint, well, we've got the spring squirrel season in 51 East Texas counties through May 31. And then through August 31, the South Zone javelina season and other open squirrel season. Plus, year-round hunting for exotics, free-ranging exotics, and pigs.
Okay.
All right, what you been in this week?
Well, anywhere I want to go and sucking up lots of gasoline. Okay, helping the economy.
Hey, there you go.
Right, the 2023 Ram 2500 Rebel 4x4 Crew Cab with a big 6.4-liter Hemi V8 pumping out 410 horsepower, 429 pound-feet of torque mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. Ooh, 14-inch front and rear brakes. Billet silver was the color on this with a black leather interior. Very, very plush. 17-speaker Harman Kardon sound system, which makes the thing sound really good. Stabilizer bars, cool performance hood, 3,140-pound payload, 16,870 pounds of towing, 33-inch off-road tires, big skid plates on this thing, Bilstein gas charge shocks, 11.1 inches of ground clearance, and more on that at the end. Of course, four-wheel drive, trailer control, 12-inch digital instrument panel, 6.4-inch box, big console, and a lot of under-the-seat storage. My only disappointment, okay, in my cowboy boots, I'm 5'4 and change. Two hip replacements. This thing had no running boards. With the door open, the floorboard hit me about my hip height.
Really?
Okay, and I had to go all kinds of different contortions and said all kinds of naughty words trying to figure out finally the best way to get in it. And what it is grab the steering wheel, put my right knee on the floorboard, pull myself into the cabin, and then get arranged. Where you, of course, being just under 7 feet tall, can leap gazelle-like into a heavy-duty truck without running boards, right?
I don't know about the gazelle part.
Okay. Or the running boards. I mean, that's tough. And I got to thinking, because these cars are moved around to other people, right? There's somebody else out there short. There's some young lady journalist that's going to get this thing. And how...
In a very short dress, probably.
Yeah, in a very short dress. Hey, where are you? But, you know, what gets me is this thing with loaded with all the goodies, $80,000.
Okay.
Why didn't it have running boards?
Yeah.
You know, and they're great trucks. So anyway, so check it out. 2023 Ram 2500 Rebel 4x4 Crew. And check one out that has running boards.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's running boards, there's aftermarket running boards, and many of these manufacturers are now having the automatic and retractable.
Which are great.
Yeah. So that
was a big surprise.
Yeah.
I'm standing there when it first came and I went, huh?
Yeah.
Scratching my head.
Here's a surprise for you.
What's that?
We need to take a break.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah. And then when we come back, we've got CCA Texas Star Tournament Director Bill Kinney. Yep. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, the rains that parts of the Lone Star State got certainly are going to be beneficial, but you need to be feeding Fortified Cottonseed with their vitamin package that is part of their formula. Included. Why? Well, Mother Nature doesn't always give what they need. Mm-hmm. That's where the vitamin pack comes in. And doe are going to be putting babies on the ground. Mother needs to produce some milk so that those youngsters can get their legs under them and run away from predators.
That's right.
All right. Plus, the bucks, they're growing antlers.
Yep.
And, you know, right now is extremely important. It's just good for the overall benefit of the hood, of the herd.
Well, the hood, too.
And the hood, too, for the deer hood. plus, it's good for the rancher pocketbook.
And it's a savings, yeah.
Yeah, that's about two, better than 2-1.
Yeah, and savings. Even being free choice, but they just eat what they need. And I always say this because I love the fact that the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it.
Yeah. So here's the deal. You can go to their website to see more of the story at fortifiedcottonseed.com. Then if you got a big order that you need delivered, call them at 806-839-2122. Or, you know, put some of those cylinders out on your T-post. Don't secure it to the T-post. Just drop a cylinder on top of the T-post and go to Tractor Supply.
Yep.
Or go to the fortifiedcottonseed.com website. Put your zip code in, and they will direct you to your nearest independent feed supply dealer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fishing.
Yes.
We're going to talk about today.
Yes.
And we hope that we have our guest. Our guest has enough information to fill this segment.
Always does.
CCA Star Tournament time with our guest, Tournament Director Bill Kenny. Bill, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
Always delighted to be with you boys. I just heard Harold's comment on the, and I thought, yeah, well, it's the herd's hood. That's yeah. What you're thinking of.
Yeah, hey, Bill, this is Harold. I got to ask you something. I'll say off the top of your head, because this whole thing certainly is a fundraiser for the great efforts of coastal conservation. All these years, how much have you guys spent on improving the fishery out there?
Oh my gosh, that's well. I know that in the last 4 years alone, we've dumped a little over $10 million in just habitat improvement alone.
Right,
and it's just amazing to see. Obviously, if we have the hatcheries that are optimized, it, you know, I mean, we've got the capacity with you know, the Marine Development Center, CCA, and Corpus, and then Sea Center. You know, we've got virtually 30 to 40 million baby fish that can be produced per year. And the amazing thing is, you know, Parks and Wildlife is dropping those fish literally 52 weeks out of the year. Those trucks are driving up and down 600 miles of shoreline and dumping baby fish back in the water for all Texans to catch. So we'd love to see that.
To put those dollars into account, the past 4 years that Bill Kenny just gave us.
Right.
Need to take into account there were at least 2 years that were wrapped up with the pandemic, you know? And so, you know, that now's the time to get involved. And it's also a membership drive to increase more people and those folks new to Texas and coastal fishing. There's an opportunity for them to get involved and understand what y'all are trying to do, right?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, that's what it's all about. We still don't make a dime on STAR, as you boys know. And, you know, all the money by board policy has to be put back into media prize or scholarships and then zero out at the end. And that's what makes it so fun. Everything about CCA is so transparent. It's the only organization I've seen as a charity where one member can have a good idea and that flows directly to the top. And if it's worthy, it's made to happen.
Bill, because of that, you're talking about prizes and scholarships. Like this year, how are we looking at, you know, the dollar value of those prizes and scholarships this year?
Well, $325,000 in scholarships will be given away, Harold. And that's just something that obviously is the masthead of delight for me because if we don't get these kids fishing, everybody knows we'll all be fishing dead water 20 years from now. But in total, we're probably well over $1 million in prizes when you consider that, you know, we're offering 18 boats, 5 trucks, 5 Polaris UTVs. There's just something really for everybody here. I just got off the phone with a guy, Tickle Me, because he said well, what if my son catches a tagged redfish and then 2 weeks later catches the biggest sheep's head? And I said, well, you'll have to go to, Rule 33 and look at that, because he can only win one prize in a given star year, and he'll have to elect which division he wants to claim.
Right.
So if people are thinking that that's going to happen, I'll just love that enthusiasm.
Optimistic. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. Folks, that's the overview of Star. When we come back, Bill Kinney's going to give us the specifics right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package, or any of over 120 prizes in seven divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford dealers Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shoalwater Boats, and Mustang Cat. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
We continue our conversation with CCA Texas Star Tournament Director Bill Kinney. All right, Bill, let's give them the rundown. You mentioned something about a truck, boat, motor, trailer. Ooh. Wow, what a concept. Let's start with that and then move forward, okay?
Well, I'd love to. And in fact, there's no denying through the years, I think we'd all agree that the tagged redfish divisions have really kind of strong following. I wish that I could say everybody enters just because they feel so strongly about the CCA mission. Thankfully, we get a chance to educate them to what it's all about if they join CCA through STAR. But there's no denying, with us putting well over 120 tagged redfish that will be going in the water in the next 10 days, I can tell you that the allure of, no pun intended, of catching a truck-boat combo is enormous. Obviously, with the cost of boats and trucks these days, we're well over $100,000 for the first five that are claimed in the red tag division. That's a brand-new, Ford F-150 with a Haney Bigfoot connected to it, 150 Mercury, and a Coastline trailer. And then, of course, the next five, 6 through 10, as captured in the red tag division, you get the boat, but you got to supply your own truck to get it home.
Yeah, right, what about you hide those fish real well, though, don't you? You hide them.
Oh, no, we don't hide those fish at all. We absolutely love it. Like I said, Harold, we got to give them away.
Right.
We don't want them around here, and that's what it's for. It's just a fun opportunity to honor the Texas coastline that all CCA members hold so dear. And so we want them given away. Last year, I think we had 38 of the 120 were actually caught. I wish I could say everybody that caught one was entered. That's the problem. Folks forget to enter, and then they end up realizing that they're suddenly SOL. But in the blue tag division, we've got a new name this year, which I'm excited about. Transport has joined in and is now offering the Transport 22 tunnel, which is just one fabulous boat. And even more, Donnie Tran said, hey, I think I'm going to put raised consoles on all those boats so people can enjoy the thrill of being above the water and seeing the fish before they get on top of them. So we've got those connected with 150 Mercs as well. And then, of course, we have the inshore division, which is all eligible anglers weighing the heaviest sheep's head, gaff top, and black drum. They all take home a 2023 Shoalwater 19-foot cat with a 115 Mercury. And then the offshore division, I guess everybody saw that snapper rules were announced the other day by Parks. That's going to open June 1, and we've got kingfish, dorado, ling, and snapper And all the winners there end up winning a 2023 Hoffpower Polaris Ranger Crew with a Big Tex trailer and a special edition trophy. And as you said earlier, the scholarships are just enormous, and that's what really delights us. One change that I think you guys are aware of, we've now, any kid that ends up on the final star leaderboard will win a scholarship. And those scholarships range from $30,000 to $20,000 to $15,000 to $7,500, $2,500. And you've got those in Gathtop and Sheepshead, both in the Star Teens division and the Star Kids division. So the 10 and unders have their own divisions, and they get paid all five places. Same with the teenagers.
Well, and just for entering, there's this member bonus drawing.
Oh.
I mean, not only to support the mission, mm-hmm. Make sure you have insurance so you can go fish with a clear conscience.
Right.
There's a member bonus. What's that?
Well, you bet. That's for everybody who did not win a top prize. The member bonus drawing, we will be giving to anyone. It'll just be a drawing at the end who did not win that top prize. And that's a brand new Dargle 21-foot Scout with a 150 Mercury on it and McLean trailer as well. So, you know, there's just something for everybody. In fact, the kids, even if your child didn't catch anything, you know, all of the Star Kids, 17 and under, will be entered into a drawing for a $25,000 college scholarship, whether wow. they even wet a line. So wow. for $10, it's probably the best lottery in the business.
Y'all are soliciting the help from our friendly guides up and down the coast.
Ah, yes.
What there's a benefit. The guides are not overlooked. For them recruiting more anglers to CCA. What's going on there?
Well, the guides division was designed because obviously we want our anglers to learn as much about angling as possible. And oftentimes guides really fit the slot well for these new and entry-level anglers. There's lots of transplanted Texans that know about, they've heard about how fun fishing can be, but they haven't done it. And so we encourage them to get set up with a guide, and it's the hope of CCA Texas to be able to reward Texas fishing guides who support marine conservation. And so we empower them to help recruit more anglers into the CCA mission through that division. And the winner of that division will win another Polaris Ranger crew with in pursuit camo with a Big Tex trailer. And so, you know, all the guys, they got to be current CCA members with star entry, and they got to have, of course, their U.S. Coast Guard captain's license and a current Parks and Wildlife guides license. But otherwise, we want all the guides to get in, and hopefully somebody in their party will catch a winning starfish and put them in the drawing for that Polaris.
There you go. Let's go back to the tagged fish. You've got the red tag and the blue tags. Do we have to bring the fish in, or how is entry done? Are we clipping tags? What's the procedure?
That's a great question, Bill. And no, we've tried to make it easier and, of course, save one more redfish back into the resource. Nowadays, ever since COVID, we changed to a catch, clip, and release. And so if you got a tag redfish, you just clip that tag, which is easy to do. Put the tag someplace extremely safe. We noticed one of our anglers who won one last year put it in his teeth so he could drive off, and I was just nervous as a cat thinking about that. But nonetheless, yes, the tag will be clipped and then the fish released, and just bring the tag into the weigh station, and that starts the party.
No photo, no nothing else. Just the tag is what we need to enter.
Just the tag, and it can go to any of the licensed official SAR weigh stations and submit the tag to us, and then, like I say, once the weigh-in form's done, they are going to be documented. Just make sure that you're in it, or you can't win it.
Well, Bill, I can't really take any more of this excitement, so I've got to know, how do I sign up for the tournament?
Oh, gosh, Harold, that's an easy answer. StarTournament.org is the easiest way to get there. Of course, they can go to virtually any of our weigh stations and tackle stations up and down the coast that actually sell the tickets. But the easiest is by way of phone or tablet or computer, desktop, whatever's fair. Just head to startournament.org, and all the details are there. And there's a click it entry button, and just sign up, and you're ready to rock and roll.
Also, folks, don't forget, yes, you've got to be entered in the CCA Texas Star Tournament. Uh-huh. You also and you also have to have a current state of Texas fishing license and the saltwater endorsement. You gotta cover all your bases to be qualified, right?
That's correct. And there's nothing sadder than phone calls we have to make to somebody who calls and says, "Yeah, I caught one." Well, we just don't see you as a member. Oh, did I have to sign up?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Or goodness gracious, even worse would be, I went fishing but I didn't have the license, you mm-hmm. know.
Right.
The offshore division, that's something that's come back. And on Snapper, how is that being handled? Because I know we're still monitoring the recovery of that, or actually the recalculation of numbers, you know, on Snapper. How's that being handled?
Well, it's, the surprise is ever since Dr. Stuntz created the Great Red Snapper count, as you and Harold are aware, there's so many more snapper in the Gulf of Mexico than NOAA's numbers ever showed us. And because of that, there's still the consideration of the TAC, the total allowable catch, which is split between recreational and commercial anglers. But the actual season this year will be the same. It's going to open June 1st in federal waters. And the minimum size required is 16 inches with a maximum 2 to be caught in federal waters. And in state waters, that's 0 to 9 miles offshore. Those are known as state waters. Then you may catch 4 by way of Parks and Wildlife rules. And the minimum required on that is 15 inches. But the fishery, you guys know it because you see these newest numbers, it appears that the snapper fishery has not only come back, but it's come back to the tune of 3 times as high as what earlier estimates were by way of NOAA. So we're excited about our offshore crowd. And that's not to diminish. You might, a lot of your listeners may not be aware that ling has a new rule connected to it. You can only have 1 cobia or ling per boat. But ling is also a starfish, and so that's something to keep in mind for the offshore anglers. But Dorado and kingfish, it's wide open, and we sure want to see winners there. It's going to be a great summer.
The website again to enter, startournament.org. And yes, please get out and enter, get involved. Bill Kenny, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Love the show. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Uncle Bill. Appreciate those kind words. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, first and most important, of course, this Sunday, May 14th, is Mother's Day. Take Mom fishing. She'll love it. May 17th, Corpus Christi Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Corpus. For info, ducks.org. May 2021, youth-only spring turkey season in the North Zone opens up. That's 101 counties. Remember the Parks and Wildlife website for information if you need it. And then, you know, go hunting. Take the youths hunting, take mom fishing, and do it all in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. And they even have kits that have like one of everything. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And they hold a charge miraculously for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
We want to thank our guest today, Bill Kenny, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director. Go to their website, startournament.org, and make sure you have a license and you're entered and catch a tag fish.
Because every year there's a big group therapy session of people that didn't have all the requirements.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the cheapest insurance policy ever.
Absolutely.
You know, even if right now you're not thinking about going fishing, sign up anyway, okay? Do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our great stations there and more, okay? Be safe out there. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.